Now, a Tesco store in Bristol, at the centre of riots over the bank holiday break, is still closed. It's in an area known for being arty, and some people living there are strongly anti-capitalist. In fact, the city is beginning to brand itself as more green and alternative. In her second report on the city, Melanie Abbott has been looking at how these disturbances sit alongside other initiatives in Bristol. She began by visiting the sociologist and historian David Goldblatt.
Bristol's got a long history of radicalism. It's the home of nonconformist Protestant denominations. Wesley preached here, and so there's a lot of kind of church radicalism.
David Goldblatt is a writer and a lecturer at Bristol University. He moved there from London and with his dreadlocks fits in with the nonconformist element of the city, where people have always been happy to protest against the establishment. For example, when it comes to getting the vote.
The biggest claim to fame of the riots of 1831, there were, you know, a struggle over the franchise. You've got disturbances around Bristol Jail, and these escalated to the storming of merchants' houses, where inevitably their, you know, substantial wine and sherry cellars were the first port of call for the rioters. You then had a great drunken mob.
Drink is cited as a factor in the riots in Stokes Croft in Bristol, near the newly opened Tesco store. 160 police officers from six different forces were called in. Back in 1831, the army was used to quell the rioters. The city's more famous in recent times for the riots in the 1980s in St Paul's, near to Stokes Croft.
You had a criminalised and to an extent brutalised group of black youth who were getting a lot of trouble from the police. And that eventually boiled over into what became the St Paul's riots.
How far can that shed any light on what happened at Stokes Croft then? Is this really an extension of all of that, or is that a link too far?
I think it's too early to say. You know, this is just one event on a hot evening on the eve of a public holiday. But Bristol's radicalism is more than just, it's more than just riots. I mean, this is quite a quirky, oddball, different place. It's in a different feel, I sometimes think, to the mainstream.
I'm standing outside a shop now called the Selling Gallery, and in its window it has a wonderful selection of china. But if I look up, there's a sign saying the People's Republic of Stokes Croft, HQ. I'm going to go inside.
My name is Chris Chalkley. My title is Chairman of the People's Republic of Stokes Croft. This area, Stokes Croft, has always been an area that has had an alternative viewpoint. What was the catalyst for starting the PRC is that as I used to drive to my new place of work in Stokes Croft, I would see street art go up overnight. And the following morning, the council would rock up and paint grey squares over the bit. So you'd have the local government spending lots of money actually trying to repress something that was the voice of the people, if you like. And it really came from that passport to Pimlico Ealing comedy idea that we should start a republic. And it was nothing more than a little joke.
The Republic began as an artistic collective, but has evolved from there.
And we started to paint walls, get permissions sometimes, sometimes not, and do them really beautifully and in a way that absolutely enhanced the area with the view that the skills of the people that were already here could be used to actually improve the area, and that has become an unstoppable force. Now this place is getting sexy, the corporates want to move in.
Some locally think the People's Republic is the source of anti-Tesco feeling. Chris Chalkley is part of the No to Tesco in Stokes Croft campaign, but he is the only one involved in both groups. The rest of the Republic concentrates on art and community initiatives.
Radio 4.
All right, so this is Mark.
Mark.
What's going on here is Bristol City Council, we have a relationship with the council now that has grown over the last year. This is Mark, who works for CETA, who's the organisation. And we phoned them up, asked them whether they could collect our rubbish, because we collect the rubbish off the streets and we work with them and we do this voluntarily.
They fill the bins up first, we come along and pick it up. Empty like we're doing now.